Mother's Day is here, and so me pop was showing off, you know. He took some Tide down from the shelf and did the washing all by himself.
Why did he Tide?
Transcribed from Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the wash day miracle that gives you the cleanest clothes in town, proudly presents the Red Skelton Show. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, Loreen Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Dick Lyon will be me, Rod O'Connor. From the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, a story entitled London Palladium or Bust, and it stars MGM's clown, Red Skelton. Well, Red, next week we fly to England to appear at the London Palladium. Aren't you excited?
Rather, old chap, rather. I made a cut there.
Hey, where did you get the British accent?
Ronald Coleman loaned it to me just for the trip, you know. Ah, say there, Bonita. Would you care for a spot of tea? I see you have a spot on your tie. Oh, dear me, there went my monocle again. Just can't keep it in my eye. I think I'll wear it in my mouth.
I have weak eye teeth, you see.
Monocle?
You won't hear that.
Who is this monocle British accent? Fred, we try a kid. Look about as British as Tennessee Ernie.
Tennessee Ernie? Tennessee
Ernie. When I get over to jolly old England, I don't want to look like a tourist. That's why I'm wearing tweed sweatshirts.
Brother, when the British see you, they're liable to cut off diplomatic relationships with this country and recall Stuart Granger.
Stinks.
Well, I think they'll like me. The British people are really crazy about comedians, you know.
I know, but what's that got to do with you?
What? You got... Don't forget to drop a card from the unemployment compensation line, will you? I'll say, there's a lot of things I got to take care of before I leave for Europe. I hope I haven't forgotten anything.
Now, did you remember to tell the milkman you won't be needing any milk for a month?
My wife, Georgia, took care of that.
Have you done all your last-minute shopping?
Georgia took care of that.
Have you finished packing?
Georgia's packing right now.
Well, what have you done?
I've been busy keeping out of her way.
Red, do you know anything at all about England?
Yeah, I know there's a shortage of food over there. Everybody's real thin. They won't believe you. They'll think you're a moron.
Have you ever been to England before?
Have I ever been to England? Are you kidding? About 6 years ago, I went over there on one of those scenic cruises that the Army conducted. Hey, I was on a troop ship called the West Point, see? And they landed in Taranto, Italy. And British were stationed there, see? So they said, do you think the boys could give a march right down the street? He said, it would boost up the morale. So these guys, they said, well, they had a pretty rough voyage and everything. But the full field pack now, you see, they have the full field pack in their carbines and stuff. They looked like $1 million marching down the street. And some Englishman yelled, hey, Yank, what's that on your back? He says, Bunker Hill, you bum. Pick it up anyway.
Yes. Do you think we'll meet the king and queen when we're over there?
Well, I hope so. I've been practicing my curtsy all day. Get a load of this. Oh. That's what I get for drying them on a heater.
Oh, Red, men don't curtsy. They bow like this.
Oh. Copycat?
Well, there's one joke we won't take to England.
Too subtle.
Well, you know, Red, you never hear the English laugh much because they're too polite, you know. They've been brought up not to make any noise when they laugh.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, from the five jokes you've told this evening, I'd say we have quite an English audience here.
Say, you know what the British word for gas is?
Come again?
I said, do you know what the British word for gas is?
Yeah, I beg your pardon.
Oh, no, you've got me wrong, Red. They call gas petrol.
Petrol?
Petrol.
Gee, can you imagine some guy saying, oh, I ate too much, I'm having petrol pains.
You want to commit suicide, he says, plug up the doors, we'll turn on the petrol.
Oh, this is silly, you know.
And another thing, over there, you know, the motors drive on the left side of the street.
Oh, like here. Boy, my wife will feel right at home. Say, it's getting late. We'd better go down and pick up my plane tickets.
Okay, I'll drive you downtown.
Oh, you got a whip?
Yeah.
I'll tell Georgia that I'm leaving. Hey, little Red, I'm going down to the airlines office. Georgia, I'm leaving. She's having petrol pains. I don't believe she can hear me. She's listening to the wireless, you know.
Yeah.
Dave Rose and his orchestra is playing Swanee.
The cleanest sheets in town, I wear the cleanest clothes. Cause Tide beats any soap on earth, as everybody knows.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with T-I-D-E, Tide.
Now there's a little song that makes a lot of sense. Tide gives you the cleanest wash in town. You know there's a reason for that. You see, Tide is the amazing miracle product that not only gets ordinary dirt out of your clothes, but removes dingy soap film as well. We've proved that in the laboratory, testing Tide against soaps of every description. And every test proves this point. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. Millions of you women have proved that for yourselves, washing and rinsing your own clothes. You've seen the miracle of Tide in the cleaner clothes your family wears, the cleaner linens in your home. You've discovered how kind Tide is to your hands, too. Yes, ma'am, when you put Tide in your washer, out comes the cleanest wash in town.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with
T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E,
Tide.
Gee, this airline ticket office is sure crowded.
Well, it wasn't before you walked in, Blubber Boy. Pulling your stomach. You got everybody pinned to the wall there.
Oh, look, there's somebody at the ticket counter ahead of us. It's Willie Lump Lump, and he seems to be giving that clerk a lot of trouble.
Now for the
tenth time, Mr. Lump Lump. What can I do for you?
And for the tenth time, wouldn't you like to know? What I want to know, Nosy, is what time does the next plane leave for the La Brea Tar Pit?
Are you serious?
No, I'm a little blotto, right? Come on, tell me, when does the next plane leave for the La Brea Tar Pit? I ain't got all day. I'm due back in bed any minute.
Well, there aren't any planes going to the La Brea Tar Pits.
May I ask why not, sir? I smell petrol. You had better check the jets because petrol is escaping here. I've seen a lot of snooty guys in my life, but you happen to be the snootiest guy I've ever seen. Both of you.
Both? But there's only one of me.
Are you insinuating that my bloodshot blue eyes are deceiving me? And another thing, sir, what have you got against Petro? And the La Brea Tar Pits never did anything to you either, you know.
No, I've got nothing against La Brea Tar Pits.
Well, I have. You know, that's why I met my wife was the La Brea Tar Pits. I was looking for those prehistoric monsters, you see. And along came the old Cold War. You know what my wife's maiden name is? The Thing.
Look, if you want to go to La Brea Tar Pits, why don't you take a bus?
I don't want to take a bus. I can't stand those petrol fumes.
Well, look, I've had enough. I'm going to call the police.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I'll take care of this fellow, clerk.
Oh?
Willie, what's gotten into you?
About 2 quarts. Huh?
Why don't you go home?
Go home? My, what a disgusting thought that is. Say, as a matter of fact, I should go home. Today is my birthday. That's why I've been celebrating, you know. Yeah, my wife has baked me a birthday pretzel with candles and everything.
Well, congratulations. How old are you, Willie?
Oh, 86.
Oh, come on now, you're not that old. Let's take a look at your driver's license.
Oh, that won't do any good. I got on my brother's suit. Okay, here's my driver's license.
Hey, what are all those notches on it?
Well, that's the way I keep count of the pedestrians I pass. Let's see how old it says I am. Oh, no. I'm dead.
Dead?
Dead. Right here it says so on my driver's license. Look, expired. Dead. I didn't want to see myself go anywhere.
Oh, go on home, Willie.
Hey, look, Corkhead. I'm the bouncer in this office, and I don't like the disturbance you're causing. Now get out.
I am not leaving until I get what I came in here for.
I said get out.
This is no way to talk to a dead man. I am not leaving until I get what I came in for.
You wise guy.
Here, put me down! Well, that ain't what I came in for, but it will have to do.
Hey, Skelton, what are you doing in the phone booth?
What am I doing in the phone booth?
Yes.
Why, I'm knitting an Afghan dog. What a question. I'm calling Georgia to see if she wants me to pick up anything while I'm downtown.
Oh.
Now, let's see if I can remember my number.
That's the prefix.
Hey, Freeman!
Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. My 3 minutes are up.
Hey, there's somebody at the airline ticket counter now. Go pick up your tickets.
Okay.
Oh, look who the clerk is. It's that old lady who's so nearsighted.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what can I do for you, madam?
Remind me to get a haircut.
Madam?
You heard me. And I'm sorry, but you can't bring your pet hippopotamus in here.
Lady, I'm Rod O'Connor.
Oh, Rod O'Connor. What a cute name for a hippopotamus. Do I dare pet him?
No, you better not. You better not. His distemper shots didn't take. Look, I've come to pick up some plane tickets. Now, here's the check for them.
Oh, no. Just a second. This is a rubber check. Look how it stretches.
Let go of my tongue. Boy, you've really got bad eyesight, haven't you?
Now, I'll have you know I used to be a sharpshooter with the carnival.
Oh, really?
Yes. Every day I'd shoot a cigarette out of a man's mouth.
Oh, well, how come you gave it up?
I got tired of going to funerals.
The act used to knock them dead, huh? Look, take this... take this check and give me my plane tickets.
Well, I can't accept that check until Mr. McGeehan okays it. He's right over there. Mr. McGeehan, would you please okay this check?
You're talking to the water cooler.
Here comes Mr. McGeehan now. He'll wait on you. Excuse me, ladies.
Can I help you?
I doubt it. Remind me to get a haircut. My name is Red Skelton.
Oh, yes, of course, Mr. Skelton. I've listened to every one of your radio programs since you went on the air 14 years ago. I see your pictures 3 or 4 times. I follow your career with great interest. I never miss a magazine article about you.
What a coincidence. Neither do I.
Hey, would you okay this check, please?
Check? Why, I can't accept a check from a person I've never heard of.
Starting tonight, I'm not paying you with real money either. Say, would you please give me my plane tickets? I made reservations yesterday.
Oh, yes. You're flying to Mexico City. Si, senor. I will get your ticket for you pronto. Hasta la vista, mi amigo.
Look, Crisco. Oh, Cisco. Say, Sam. I'm going to Europe.
Oh, of course, France. Il faut aujourd'hui, merci beaucoup, monsieur Bois. Oh, oui, oui.
Throw your arms in the air, Hildegard. I'm going to England, remember?
Oh, I say, bully for you. Pleasant flight and all that sort of thing.
You know, this guy's been like that ever since he washed the windows of the United Nations building. Come on, Rod. Let's go over to the Hall of Justice so I can pick up my passport.
Si, si, senor.
Oh, cut that out. Oh, look. There's Lorene Tuttle and, with Junior, that mean little kid.
Junior, I've had about enough. Now, you come on with me.
You stop putting me here, will you? See, you're big enough as it is. Goodness, you want people to think you're the mother of a baby elephant?
Close the door.
Okay.
Junior! You broke the glass door of the doctor's office.
Well, the doctor should thank me for getting rid of the pain.
Oh, why is it you break everything you touch?
Oh, I don't know. It's just a gift, I guess.
I just can't seem to control myself. I'm full of petrol. Hey, look who's coming.
Hello, Lorraine.
Oh, Rod.
Yeah, the pain in the neck with the legs in the back. The pain in the neck with legs is back.
Junior, why do you call me a pain in the neck with legs?
I called him the way I see him.
Lorraine, what were you doing at the doctor's office? Is Junior sick?
Junior and I were just getting our shots for smallpox and typhus.
Yes.
But you should have seen the scene Junior put on.
Well, no wonder. On everybody else, they use a needle. They try to give me my shots with a gun.
Would you believe it?
Yeah.
It took 5 nurses to hold Junior down while the doctor gave him the needle.
I love
you. You never heard such screaming.
Junior was screaming?
No, the doctor and the 5 nurses. Once I got my mitts on that needle, I really went berserk, boy. When I left, all 6 of them was hanging from the light fixture. I kept telling them I didn't want to get sick with no needle, you know, but they finally got the point. Oh, a jab, jab here and a jab, jab there. Here, jab there, jab there. A lot of fun, real fun.
Well, it was nice seeing you, Rod.
You going home?
No, no, we're going to stop in and hear David Rose and his orchestra play You're Just in Love.
You know, Tide's really a wash day miracle. It not only gets the ordinary dirt out of your clothes, but also removes dulling soap film. And that one fact is what made no rinsing practical. Yes, with Tide, you can save all the time and work of rinsing, and you'll get the cleanest possible no-rinse wash. Now, if you prefer to rinse, Tide promises you this. Tide will get your clothes cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. We've proved that in the laboratory. And you women see the proof in the dazzling cleaner clothes your children wear to school. The cleaner shirts you give your husband. Yes, when your wash is a Tide wash, it's the cleanest wash in town.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with
T-I-D-E Tide.
T-I-D-E Tide.
Boy, the trouble you have to go through to get a passport.
Yeah. Well, you're in luck. There's nobody ahead of you. Nobody, that is, except Clem Cadiddlehopper.
Yep, here I am. Oh, the last time I saw Paris, scared them half to death. Boy, when it comes to singing, this guy, Maurice Chevrolet, ain't got anything on me.
Well, what can I do for you, lover boy?
I think you've already done it. Yeah, if it's all the same to you, I prefer dealing with one of the men clerks.
Did you come in to see about a passport? Oh, may I see your birth certificate?
That's for dang sure. Here it is.
So this is the way you spell cadiddle, Hopper.
No, I spell it with an X. In fact, I spell everything with an X. I remember my school days. The years passed, but I didn't.
Now, I'll have to ask you a few personal questions, Mr. Cadiddle Hopper.
Oh, really?
Where were you born?
I was born in a hospital. Couldn't figure it out either. I wasn't sick.
What hospital?
Cat and dog hospital. That's why I look like a Corker Spaniel around the ears.
Please. Look, I'm awfully busy.
Yeah.
Take this questionnaire over to that desk and fill it out.
Does it require any writing?
Why, sweetie, can't you spell?
Well, I never went in much for that. No, see, I'm a kindergarten man myself. Instead of writing, could I just string a few beads for you?
Just go fill out the questionnaire.
Oh. Well, here goes nothing. Oh, boy. Them's the kind of girls I dream about. You want to see what I get.
Howdy, Clem.
What are you doing in the passport office?
I'm going to Europe.
You're going where?
Europe. You see, I bought a little real estate in London. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, I made a fast deal with a guy I met at the bus depot a few minutes ago.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He sold me the Windsor Castle. Dirt cheap, too.
But Clem, the King and Queen of England...
$45 I paid for it. Of course, I had to throw in my rabbit's foot and my jackknife.
Clem, the King and Queen of England live in Windsor Castle.
That's why I'm going over to collect the rent. One thing about me, I'm always on my toes. All 18 of them. Well, skip to Maloo.
Yes. Well, Red, in a couple of days, you fly to New York, and then from there, you leave for London.
Yeah, I'm glad I got my passport, my shots, and the tickets, boy. I wouldn't go through that red tape again for anything.
Well, you better let me hold all your papers so you won't lose them.
Oh, what do you think I am, a big kid? I'm 37. I can take care of myself. I ain't gonna lose them. I got the stuff right here in...
Red, why are you turning so white?
Like I was telling you, I've lost me papers.
Oh, no. Now you're going to have to start all over again and get your tickets and your shots and your passport.
No, I'm going down to the hawk shop and get myself a gun. To go through this hassle again, a guy's got to have a hole in his head.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, until next Sunday...
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening, and thanks for buying more and more of the Voice Day miracle, Tide.
And this is Rod O'Connor reminding you that Tide gets clothes cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. That's why...
You get the cleanest wash in town with
T-I-D-E Tide.
T-I-D-E Tide.
Join us again next Sunday for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood.